The most music in the morning with Dana and Jason. 106.1 BLI.
How disappointed would you be if you worked so hard on a project that you were so passionate about, and then because of circumstances out of your control, you weren't able to complete the project? That's the situation that one Long Island High School drama club is actually in the process of overcoming. And we actually have some representatives from the Islip High School Drama Club and their theater director, Rich Harris, in with us this morning. They're going to tell us about their unique situation. And we're also going to have them perform this morning as well on the air. It's Dana and Jason in the morning on 106.1 BLI. And now, Rich, the problem that you guys were facing in the Islip High School Drama Club is that the space you were going to use for your big spring musical, something happened to it.
Our auditorium was ruined over the summer, and right now it's being renovated, so we're unable to perform at our school district.
Right.
So we were kind of in a bind. We didn't know where we were going to be able to perform. So we reached out, and the Noel S. Ruiz Theater in Oakdale was kind enough to afford us the opportunity to perform there. So the performance is taking place this weekend. We just wanted to let everybody know that it's an amazing show, amazing production, and we'd love everybody to come and see it.
Absolutely, and we're so excited to give you guys promotion. And I know this has a special place in Jason's heart.
Oh,
I hope you don't get emotional, sir.
No way of knowing, but I used to be a High School Musical theater child.
That is true.
Even though I couldn't hold a tune. How important is theater to you? As a high school student, anyone can answer this.
I'm a high school senior, and I'm actually going to be going to college for theatrical lighting design and set design. And I think I've spent at least 20 hours this week just rehearsing and doing prep work. So it means everything to me, and I'm just really happy that I get the chance to express myself and do what I love every single day with my best friends.
Now, were you, like, freaking out a little bit once, like, your teacher's like, guess what, we can't perform in this auditorium, and now we have to go perform somewhere else?
I think when we found out that we couldn't perform in the auditorium, we were devastated. We were crying. We were angry. We had so many emotions because this spring musical is, like, what we look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even know if we were going to be able to having it put on.
Yeah. And both two of you are seniors, right? Your, like, last musical, how important is that to you?
It's very important. For the 4 years that we were in the school, we watched all of our friends say their senior goodbyes. Every year we have the seniors give a special message to everyone. And now it's our last year, and it's our turn to take the reins and guide everybody in the right direction. And it's very special to us.
Yeah.
It means so much to be able to perform something that you guys have put so much time into. So it's an amazing thing that you're able to get a different space. But the most important thing to you is that, of course, people come and sit in the audience, because what's the point of putting so much work into it if people aren't there to enjoy what you're doing? The show that you're doing is called Big Fish.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know you guys are going to perform for us, so people could get a little bit of a taste of what they'll experience if they come to see you guys perform this live. And Rich, when are the shows exactly?
It's this Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at 7, and an additional performance on Sunday at 2.
Okay, and ticket information is where?
It's on the school district website, which is islipufsd.org.
Awesome. Right now, you guys are going to do a performance for us.
Do you want to give a quick, like, premise of what Big Fish is actually about?
Big Fish is a musical about a father and a son. The whole purpose of the show is that the father is trying to inspire the son by telling these larger-than-life stories, and he's trying to show the son that if you see the world as bigger than it is, you can accomplish anything.
Awesome. So moving!
Don't cry!
Okay, why don't you guys just introduce yourselves and go for it?
Hi, my name is Larry Saperstein.
And I'm Morgiana McDevitt.
We're from Islip High School, and we're in Big Fish, the musical, and we're going to be performing a section from Time Stops.
I used to see what lies ahead.
I thought my life might be a bore.
Now I just see this girl. Instead,
and me, I'm bound for something more.
Time stops,
and troubles are abandoned. Time stops, the minute he arrives. I've seen the future in this instant. Subversive, sublime. I live forever in this moment. If I could stop time.
That boy is staring and I feel a chill. I don't know why.
I got
oh, my tears. God, they're so talented.
You, I got That's chills so the amazing. Second you started singing, both of you guys. That so was talented. Amazing.
Stop. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, that was
wow.
great.
So the information to see these guys perform, that was just a taste, but the full experience to see Big Fish, Islip High School, but the performance will not be at Islip High School. Rich, could you give us the information one more time about where the shows are taking place this weekend?
It's at 931 Montauk Highway. It's at the Noel S. Ruiz Theater. And tickets can be purchased online at the Islip School District website, which is islipufsd.org.
Absolutely. And you can get more information at WBLI.com. Wow, you guys are amazing. So thank you again for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The most music in the morning with Dana and Jason. 106.1 BLI.